Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the podcast that helps you have more success in your life. I want to share with you stories and strategies, tools and techniques, so you can create the life that you desire. And we've in the past covered, you know, topics on stress and being resilient. And if you have missed those episodes, I encourage you to, you can find them either on my website, couragetobeseen.com, or on your favorite podcast provider, you can have a find my old episodes. And I encourage you to listen to them because it is important that we deal with the stress and be resilient, in our lives. But today I want to talk about, you know, something that's very similar to those. And it's something that a lot of it, people are experiencing right now. And that is work from home burnout. As I talk to people, I'm finding more and more people that are really just getting, you know, burned out with this pandemic as it continues on. And even if they're not working full time from home, a lot of these concepts and topics still probably relate to you. Personally, I do go into the office once or twice a week, so I can't say I'm completely from home. But, you know, as I was putting this episode together and doing some research, it still hit home. So If you're working out of the house or being working from home, I think you'll find that we all are experiencing a lot of burnout right now. In fact, that there's reports that are saying 69% of employees right now are experiencing high levels of burnout, and this is 20% higher than it was just a couple months ago when they were surveying employees. So That's pretty scary to think of over two-thirds of the people that you could talk to, meet, interact with, your coworkers, your neighbors are experiencing high levels of burnout. And the other thing that is very interesting with it is 55% of employees are saying because of burnout, they've been considered quitting their jobs, finding a different job, you know, making a career change. And so if we don't do something to help out employees, to help out each other, to deal with the burnout that we're feeling ourselves, I think we're going to have, you know, just a lot of mental issues. And so it's a very important topic that I want to share with you today. And so, you know, you're thinking, you know, okay, how would you know if I'm having burnout, or how would I know if somebody's having burnout? So let's start with, you think of, well, maybe you're doing okay. When you're on the phone with your teammates, with other employers, with your friends, listen to what they say. And are you hearing any changes just in their comments, in their demeanor? We've all been working from home or working in somewhat remote instances now for quite a while, that you should be able to tell if there's been some change. And then think about yourself. Is this what you're feeling is just normal stress, or has it gotten beyond more of the normal kind of just stress you have from work? Some of the people are saying, you know, they feel hopelessness. That's a common thing. You also feel a lot more pessimistic. Maybe someone typically has been, you know, quite an optimistic person. And if they're seeing a lot of pessimistic comments, they're probably experiencing some levels of burnout. Other things that people say when they have a lot of burnout, they feel like it doesn't matter what they do because people aren't going to appreciate it. You know, they're starting to see this kind of more depression set in. You can feel like it's Groundhog Day. Every day is the exact same, that there's no difference from one day to the next. You don't know what day it is. You can't tell if it's Monday or Thursday or Saturday. Fatigue, exhaustion. Are you having trouble sleeping? Sometimes when you have a lot of burnout, as much as you think you're tired, you should sleep better. But the reality is you have trouble sleeping. And then the last thing I'd say, if you're wondering, if someone's having burnout or yourself are experiencing it, you actually are like finding ways to avoid the work, just find little things at work to put off or at home to put off so you don't have to do the work, or you just don't engage in it the way that you normally do. So if you're having any of this, you probably are experiencing burnout from work. And the World Health Organization actually last year classified burnout as an illness. It's that significant of a mental health illness. And like I said, 55% of people have thought about changing jobs, quitting their jobs, leaving whatever they're doing just because of burnout. So, why is it so high? Why are we experiencing such high levels of burnout? I think the first reason when you start this is when the lockdowns or stay-at-home orders started in March, it was very sudden. Life changed in an instant. And we didn't really think it would, or most people didn't think it would be that long. And now we're like 5-6 months into it. And so it's just, we weren't ready. People weren't set up. They weren't thinking that this was a marathon. Okay, let's be good. Let's stay home. And people just got tired of it. As much as you hate to admit it, people are just tired of that way of life. The other thing is people crave connection. Like me, I'm an introvert. I know I'm an introvert. And even I know I crave some level of connection. So I can just imagine that extroverts are even worse off than I'm doing with this. But when we're at home all the time and we don't have that person-to-person interaction, we're just that kind of, human beings just need that connection. And without it, it's easier to get burnout. Another thing that, reports have shown that employees are working extra hard in their working from home. They want to show that one, that they can do their job from home. Two, that what they do is valued. They can make this work. They also know there's a lot of people in the country that have lost jobs. And they don't want that to be them. So they're working harder to help make sure that their boss and their company values the work they're doing. But with that means they're working more hours, sometimes working weekends where they wouldn't normally do that. And so people are just actually working harder. You would think if you don't have a commute that you would actually have more time in your day, but people have quickly filled that extra time with working hard, and that's causing more burnout. So with that, then that means that there aren't boundaries of what day, time of day should start, what time of day should end, weekends, because you're at home and you're working. So that causes extra stress. The school with the kids doing it virtually from home, most people did what they could to survive in the spring and got a nice break over the summer. And now that the fall is starting back up and school is starting up, and in most areas of the country, the school is starting up virtually. And so that is like now being twice as stressful on parents thinking, hey, we survived in the spring, but there's no way that we intended to like do this forever. And so the stress, just even if school hasn't started up yet, the stress of thinking about school is causing a lot of extra work, for parents. Now, other parents, they want their kids to be at home. So they're stressed out that their kids might have to go to school or that their kids might get sick. And so I don't know if it matters if you are a fan of your kids being home or your kids being in school. I think both of them are causing stress on parents, and that's causing stress and causing more burnout at work. So with that, you just have the stress of everyone trying to stay healthy. and your whole family trying to stay healthy. And always be thinking about that, of like, is it okay to go to the grocery store? Is it okay to go to restaurants? What can we do? What can't we do? If you also have young kids, not every place has daycare open. And so that's causing more, worker burnout, trying to fit in work around taking care of kids. Kids can be bored, and then they're interrupting your meetings. I think we've all had at least one Zoom call where a kid has came in, while you're talking on camera or Microsoft Teams or Slack or whatever you and your company uses. But you get interrupted at some point or another from a kid in a meeting that was not intended. In June, I was talking with some of my coworkers, and I was saying I was actually getting awfully tired. And then one of them asked me a question. They said, "Sherry, when was the last day that you took off from work?" And, I had to sit there and think, I'm not really sure when was the last time I took a day off from work. Because we were working from home and there wasn't really anything we could travel to go do, I wasn't really thinking about taking a day off. And they said, "Exactly. That's why you're so tired. Normally, you would have taken at least a day off sometime in the last few months. And instead, you're working every day. So not taking vacation is causing, additional burnout, especially because normally almost everybody takes at least some vacation over the summer. That another thing that is causing extra burnout is most of the things that we would do to kind of relieve ourselves from some of the stress just isn't there. It's just not options. Or if you're doing it, you're doing it in a stressful environment. So simple things like shopping, entertainment, going to the movies, going to a concert, it's just not part of our everyday life anymore. So a lot of the times the stores are open, but you kind of rush in, grab a few things and get back out. It's not the stress reliever that it usually was. The last things I think that causes so much burnout is one, there's no end in sight, right? We don't know when this is going to be. And when you can't plan, I think that's hard for people. So they have no control. There's just this lack of control of what's going on. And I've had a lot of conversations with my college son about that, especially as preparing him to go back to school. And we don't know exactly what's going to happen with college swimming or the Olympic trials next year. And just trying to help him cope with, hey, we just have to adapt, whatever that is. We can't control it, so it is what it is, and we'll do as best we can. Just know what your goals are and keep working towards them. And then I think the last thing that causes a lot of the burnout is just people are concerned about financial insecurity. They don't know if their job is secure. They don't know if their retirement accounts, they put money in away, is secure, what's going on with the markets. And so that just adds to the stress, and then that adds to the burnout. But luckily, there are things that you can do to help with this. It's not, that, yes, you might be working from home for a while. Some companies have said plan on working from home through the end of the year. Other companies are saying, probably mid next year before they really bring people back. Some companies have said, we're going to let people work from home forever. That's what they want. So that's not the issue. The issue is, though, that you need to take control of some parts of your life and deal with what's causing or how you react to things that will help with the burnout. So I want to give you a variety of different things that you can try in your life to help you with dealing with the burnout. All of them really have the same theme. You have to create some space in your life that lets your brain stop and relax and recover. If you're not letting your brain get a chance to recover, you will experience burnout. It's just a question of when. It's not if you will or not. It's just a question of some people can go longer than others. But that's the main thing, is that you want to give your brain a chance to kind of recover, is the best way to think about it. So I have a list of things that we can go through that you could try. Some of them might work for you in your life and some of them won't, but I really encourage you to at least give a few of them a try. The first one is create a routine. So if you're working from home, a lot of people think, hey, it's great. I can wake up whenever I want. I don't have to get dressed. I don't have to make my bed anymore. I don't think that's the best thing, you know, for us. Now, some of you, that maybe that's the way you want, but I would try to create a routine. You know, have a schedule. When are you going to get up? You should shower. You should get dressed for work. Yeah, maybe you don't have to dress up as much as you would normally do if you're going to the office, but I wouldn't lounge in the same clothes every day. I would make a routine and try that out. So that way Monday through Friday feels different than Saturday and Sunday. Also with that, with your schedule, you should know when you're going to stop working, you know, so there's a time that, okay, day's over. And that way there's a kind of a boundary of what time is to work and what time is to stop working. One thing I want to warn you with people that are having a lot of burnout, they fill a lot of their time with busy work. You know, easy to do tasks, but maybe not the most important tasks. On one hand, this makes them feel like they're being productive. They're getting a lot done. But the reality is, it's not necessarily helping them with the long-term stuff they need to get done. So be careful that you don't just fill your day with busy work and push off the more harder, more important tasks, because you'll just actually get yourself more burned out because you're working really hard. It looks like you're getting a lot done, but what you're getting done isn't very important stuff. Make sure you're prioritizing what you work on and work on the most important tasks that you need to. And if you need to, write out a list, you know, of all the things that you think that might have to get done. Try to prioritize it and then cross things off in the order that you get them done. Don't just pick off the easy things, and because you're going to keep knowing that the other stuff is on that list. One important thing that you can try doing is, it's actually quite simple, is make sure you take a lunch break. Like, leave your work area and eat lunch someplace else. I've been really enjoying having lunch with my son. I never get a chance to eat lunch with my son. And it's actually, you know, this nice little routine that we have. But you definitely, you know, don't work during that time. You want to move to a different part of your house. If you normally work on the kitchen table, close your computer, put it on the counter while you have lunch. But make sure you take a actual lunch break where you're not working during that time. If you happen to have a meeting during lunch, then maybe you could take your actual lunch break, you know, earlier or later. But make sure you take a time in the middle of the day where you're taking a break and not working. I would say it's important to create a spot in your house that's designated for work. Now, I know not everyone has a lot of room for this, so it doesn't necessarily have to be an office. My husband and I, we share an office, so we have that space, but sometimes we have meetings that we have to be on video at the same time. And so one of us will have to go to a different area of the house. So we kind of have our primary area that we both work in the office, but then we have an area in the kitchen that if we have to, we can move to. But that way you just know, okay, this is where you're going to work. And when you get into that space, it feels like work. Maybe it's, you know, one of the bedrooms. I've been on calls with people and I know they're working in a bedroom because you can see the background when people are on video. And so it doesn't really matter where that space is, but kind of have it dedicated, like, this is your work space. So it kind of feels like, oh, I went to work. And then when you walk away from that space, now I'm not working. I would encourage you to take some time off. If you haven't, for a while, even if you're not going to travel anywhere, maybe you could just take a walk, go to the park and have a picnic. If you feel comfortable, you can stay at a local hotel, so you don't have to really travel. You could just drive there and have a little staycation. A lot of places are open, especially they have like outdoor pools. That it's just a question on where you live and if you think that's that's safe or not. But I would recommend, if you haven't taken any time off in a while, use some of your vacation time. Go ahead and take a day off or a couple half days and give that brain of yours a chance to relax. Now, if you don't feel comfortable traveling, you can just plan the trip. Sometimes maybe you want to plan a trip for next summer. And it's amazing just looking forward to a trip, how enjoyable that is. And in reality, some of the benefits of a vacation, planning it is as beneficial to you as is actually going on the trip. So we've tried to schedule more and more of our vacations. Like, we already have vacation booked for next summer. And that's because we would like to go always books out in advance. So we just started booking them a year in advance, and we'll spend all the next year planning with my brother what we're going to do and what we're going to eat. And it really makes it, you know, an enjoyable kind of prep for a whole year for that vacation. Another thing that you can try to do is spend time outdoors. And there's all kinds of things you can do. You can just take a walk. You can go for a run. You can have a picnic at the park. You can just go, like, if you have a patio and get some sun. Whatever it might be, I would spend some time in nature. There's just something about allowing yourself to recover, and you recover faster, I think, when you spend time in nature. Like, if you're at a beach, then you're lucky. And I would spend some time at the beach. Unfortunately, I live a long ways from the beach. That's not an option, but there's nothing like being in the sun and the sand and hearing the waves crash. But whatever it is, find some time to get outdoors and enjoy some sunshine. Try to get some, you know, fresh air. Another thing that you can do to help relieve burnout is start a new hobby. Just try to do something different from work, something that's enjoyable, something that you've wanted to do. They're, I guess, now even doing like painting classes online. I've never actually tried that, but you can do that. Whatever it is, find some time, like, that you have some time for yourself, some personal time. And you can use that for a lot of different ways. You can get a massage, or just take a bubble bath, or do some reading, meditate, yoga, exercise. But take some of that time, whatever it might be, whatever your interests are, but make sure you're taking some time, you know, for yourself that's not work related. I know it might sound crazy, but I am going to remind you that you need to make sure that you're getting enough sleep. That it's easy to watch TV too late, that we get up early, we go. Make sure that you are getting some sleep. You know, one interesting suggestion that someone told me just recently, I haven't actually tried it, but, you know, I started this list with, you know, having a schedule, get ready for your day. Well, they suggested at the end of the day that you change clothes, kind of like if you were going to the office, so you dress up a little bit and then you come home and you put on some more comfortable clothes. So they suggested when you're at the end of your day, even though you're working from home, change clothes, put on some more comfortable clothes. And then that way you kind of, your body has that sense that, oh, I'm done working. I'm now hanging out for the rest of the day at home with my family. And so try it. I have not tried it myself, but it was an interesting suggestion that I thought I should put on the list. If you're really getting a lot of stress and burnout from work, I would suggest that you have a conversation with your boss and make sure you clarify, you know, expectations. Do they expect you to work as many hours as you're doing? Are you doing things that really don't need to be done? Does your boss know if you have kids at home or school or, you know, whatever that might be? But have a conversation and set those expectations. So that way you can deal with kind of whatever you might need. Like, maybe you need to work from 6 to 9, and then you're going to take a couple hour break each day to deal with your kids and their school. And then you're going to work from 2 to 5, and then you're going to have dinner, and then you're going to work, you know, after the kids go to bed. But you have to work that out in advance, you know, with your boss. So make sure that you do that. Another way to relieve stress is a lot is being done on video, and a lot of people don't like to be on video. So I would say take a look around your house and make sure the area that you're working is appropriate for video, that you're dressed like you want to be on video, whatever's in the background. Granted, now with a lot of the cameras and stuff, you don't actually have to show your background. You can blur it out, or you can replace it with a different background. But that way takes that stress away, because you can connect better with people when you're on video. So think in advance and prepare in advance, so you can just take that stress away. But when you're also in your meetings, make sure that you try to keep them to the appropriate time. So if it's scheduled for an hour, have the meeting for an hour. Just because you're at home doesn't mean you have to say, oh yeah, I can just keep going. You know, if it's time for that meeting to end, then end it. I catch myself doing that sometimes. You're talking with somebody and you didn't realize that you went half an hour over the designated time. Versus if I was in the office, I would have stopped it because I would have wanted to drive home and be able to start cooking or something like that. So make sure that you're using your time appropriately, and setting those boundaries as if you were in the office. Have a remote work accountability partner. So talk with somebody else that's working remotely, and help make sure that you're keeping each other accountable to having those boundaries, that you're taking care of yourself, that you touch base on a regular, maybe some people weekly is good. Some people might need a daily 5-minute talk with somebody, but have an accountability partner, just like you would for any of your other goals and objectives. The last couple of things I'm going to leave you with is, one, don't work on the weekends if you don't have to. Set that boundary, use some of that time for yourself. The second thing is, at the end of the day, whenever you decide whatever that time is that you're done working, make sure you close your laptop. Use that as a signal that, oh, I'm done working and I'm not going to open my laptop up again until the next day. And so don't be constantly, oh, just checking my email because I can, because I'm home. Really have an end to your day, trying to simulate, oh, this is like my driving home. And then the last thing is, if you're really having problems, I do recommend that you look into therapy. And if you need help, make sure that you go and get it and get the professional help that can help you out if you're having that much burnout. Because this is a serious thing. It's going to go on for a while. And hopefully that you could incorporate one or two of these techniques, into your life that can help with the burnout that you might be having. My message to you really is, we can only be ourselves. And by embracing, myself, I've had the courage to be seen. I've transformed my life. The more courage that I have, the more enjoyable that my life becomes. And hopefully by sharing some of this with you, that you can have the same in your life. I invite you to check out my website, couragebeseen.com. You can find more about me and my coaching program there. And there's links to my email. I encourage you to follow me on Instagram and Facebook. I post daily motivational quotes there. Subscribe to this podcast, then you'll get an update and you won't miss any of the future episodes. So thanks for listening, and I hope to talk to you again soon. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.